Hey Phoenix, it's Billy, and today is June 1st. Pride Month officially begins. Over the weekend, Brian and I were in Palm Springs for the Maryland 100, where something pretty incredible happened. Alongside 1,037 LGBTQ+ people, friends, family members, allies, and supporters, we helped set a new world record. Now that's a fun piece of history to be a part of, but as exciting as that moment was, it got me thinking about something bigger. Most of us aren't going to end up in the history books. Most of us aren't going to have a monument built in our honor. Most of us aren't going to hold a world record. But every single one of us makes history anyway. Every time you choose to live authentically, every time you support a friend, every time you stand up for yourself, every time you walk into a room exactly who you are, that's what Pride Month is really about. It's about recognizing that our lives matter, our stories matter, and the simple act of being ourselves create ripples that touch people we may never even meet. And if you're listening right now and thinking, I'm not really part of anything special, you are. You're part of this community, and you're part of our history, and whether you realize it or not, somebody's life has been changed because you were in it. And that proof is all around us. This week on the DPHX podcast, we're kicking off Pride Month with DJ Danny G, and we talk about Tidal Wave 18 Space, one of the biggest body positive pool party weekends of the year. And we talk about the event, the community behind it, and why bringing people together still matters. And then next week, we sit down with Gape Archives for a conversation that completely changed the way we think about LGBTQ+ history, because it's not just about preserving old photographs, flyers, bars, and memories. It's about realizing how connected we really are. The bars that we gather in, the dance floors that we celebrate in, the events that we attend, the friendships that we make, the communities that we build. They're all a part of a chain stretching back generations. And when you start looking at LGBTQ+ history, you realize that none of us are standing alone. We're connected to the people who came before us, the people standing beside us, and the people who will come after us. The people who fought so that we could gather openly. The people who create spaces where we can be ourselves. The people who build community when it isn't always safe or easy to do so. And now it's our turn. It's our turn to show up. It's our turn to support one another. It's our turn to create spaces where people feel welcomed. Our turn to make sure the next generation knows that they belong. That's why Pride Month matters. Not because of a parade, not because of a party, not because of some rainbow logo. Pride matters because it reminds us that we belong to something bigger than ourselves. So as Pride Month begins, remember this. Your story matters. Your voice matters. Your presence matters. And the choices you make today may become a part of someone's history tomorrow. I'm Billy. Happy Pride Month, Phoenix. And if you see us out and about, come grab a selfie with us. We love you, Phoenix.